Chapter 62. Jerusalem, the Lord's Bride. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Restoration of Zion. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have stationed watchmen. Never by day or by night shall they be silent. O you who are to remind the Lord, take no rest, and give no rest to him until he reestablishes Jerusalem and makes of it the pride of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, no more will I give your grain as food to your enemies, nor shall foreigners drink your wine for which you toiled. But you who harvest the grain shall eat it, and you shall praise the Lord. You who gather the grapes shall drink the wine in the courts of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, raise up a standard over the nations. See, the Lord proclaims to the ends of the earth, say to daughter Zion, your Savior comes. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called frequented, a city that is not forsaken.